to the world. Hallelujah. Jesus told his disciples that they should wait in Jerusalem. We're talking about Pentecost. We're talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. So he tells them, you go and you wait in Jerusalem until you receive that power. Or in other words, until you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 1, verse 4, about midway through, you should not depart from Jerusalem, it says, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John, hallelujah, truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost had been prophesied in the Old Testament. It was already talked about before this ever happened. Acts 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Isaiah 28 and verse 11, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. Ezekiel 11, 19 and verse 20, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh. What happens when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? God comes and takes that hard, bitter, disappointed, frustrated, hurt heart that's stony. And he takes that stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I like to be in right relationship with Jesus Christ. I like to live in right relationship with the one who can walk on water, command the seas to be still. Hallelujah! He can make bread out of bread. He can make fish out of fish. He can take a rib out of a man and make a woman. That's how good my God is. I want that kind of power. I want that kind of relationship with one who will never fail, who will never leave me. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that comes in and dwells inside of His followers. Paul tells us of this in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13, that by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. We are the church. We've got to be in one mind and one accord. We've got to be in this together. It can't just be one or two pushing or pulling or leading. We have to get hand in hand in right relationship with God and walk together. Together, we can make a difference. Together. Amen. Jesus and his followers gathered on the Mount of Olives. There Jesus gave some last words of comfort, including the promise that his followers would be given a special power where the Holy Ghost would come upon them. He told them to wait in Jerusalem. You know, sometimes the hardest thing for some of us to do is wait. You know, I've been in a deer stand waiting for a pig to come by. It's frustrating. We put the corn out. We made the beginnings of a stinky corn. You put it in a bucket, sour mesh, they call it. Leave that out for about 3 or 4 days and then pour it all over your shirt and see how you feel. It stinks. If any pig would be in the woods, they ought to come to that. And you sit and you wait. And you wait some more. And you wait some more. And then you leave and you go home. Well, maybe next time. You know, maybe they just hadn't found it yet. You're still waiting. Waiting sometimes is difficult. Waiting sometimes is not convenient. Waiting sometimes will get you bit by mosquitoes sometimes. And you got to watch out for snakes getting to where you're going. You got to cross the swamp and, you know, some people walk across that mud and they think about that far. I walk across it and I'm down to my knees. But you've got to be diligent in your pursuit of whatever it is in life. I want us as a church to pursue the Holy Ghost and the power of God like never before. To win the lost like never before. It's not about just how big we can grow. And if we had 1,000 people in here today, it's not about a number. But it's about a right relationship for every single individual in the house. It's about your walk with God. It's about my walk with God. Because when you get in right relationship with God, right here, in right relationship, all of a sudden, all of the relationships around you begin to get right. Maybe you're here today and you've messed up. Maybe you're here today and you failed miserably. Congratulations, you're human. But we serve a God who has the power. He has the power to forgive you of all of your sins, to cleanse you of all unrighteousness, to deliver you from your iniquities, to make you new all over again. Well, Brother Chris, I had this happen and I just don't. You're going to have to go through proper process. There's going to be some consequences you're going to have to live with. There's going to be some decisions you're going to have to make. But if you'll keep God in front of you and keep going towards God and keep living for God, quit looking in the rearview mirror. If you look in the rearview mirror going down the road, you're going to end up in a ditch. And even if the guy puts the brakes on in front of you, you're going to hit him. Because you're looking in the rearview mirror. Amen. Amen. These people, he told to wait in Jerusalem, they were obedient. They went and they waited in that upper room for a sign from God. Just a few days after Jesus ascended up to heaven, on the day of Pentecost, which by the way happens to be today in our calendar year, the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost fell for the very first time on the 120 believers in that upper room. Later, many more were filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. The book of Acts, and in the Bible, the tales of these events and the following revivals that changed the world forever. The Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost. It's called many names. You know, in the Bible, it's referred to as the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of God. It's referred to as the Holy Spirit. Regardless of what title we give it, the Holy Ghost is very important to very important, vital thing that we need. Well, Brother Chris, all this talk about the power of the Holy Ghost, but who? We want to know the answer to the question, who is the Holy Ghost for? Well, the Holy Ghost is for you, and it's for me, and it's for all the people out there in the world. It's for everybody. God was no respecter of persons. That means he isn't impressed by who our parents are or who your grandparents were or what side of the tracks you were born on. He doesn't care if you're rich or if you're poor. He's not swayed by your intellect or your prestige or your education or your degrees on the wall or your career or your social standing. God doesn't care about any of that. He isn't moved by people who bear the title of king or Pharisee or potentate or even president. God cares what's in your heart. God cares about that relationship that you have with him. God loves ordinary people. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me, because I'm just an ordinary guy in an ordinary world. He chose to come as a tiny, helpless infant, born to a common young couple in a common time, living out their days and their common life, the circumstances of the period of Israel's history. So why should it be a surprise that God would choose to pour out his most precious gift on common, ordinary people? Obedient, eager, hungry people who are just like you and I. That's all they were. They just wanted the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. God gives you a reason for life. He gives you a reason for living. Maybe you've come today and you feel that you don't have a purpose. Or what's my place in this world? You know, there was a point that I was like that. My favorite song was Looking for a Reason. Roaming through the night to find my place in this world. It was popular back in when I was a kid. But I sang that for years, and one day it just kind of dawned on me, my God, you're not looking for your place. You know your place. You're a child of God. You're important to the world. You have something to give. You. God cares about you. You don't have to go through this thing called life like a hamster or a rat in a test tube. You can have a meaning and a purpose. God can give you a reason to live when everything else has been taken from you. God can give you a reason to live when you have fear, doubt, hurt. God can come down and reach into your world and pick you up and say, it's going to be all right. You can make it. Why? You know, from the very beginning, God knew exactly what was going to happen and unfold. But He lets us live it out. Like Pastor preached a few, sometimes you just have to live through those situations. It's not that God can't take you out, but He wants you to live through it. He knows it's going to make you a better person. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Let the power of the Holy Ghost get in your life as our musicians come. Let the power of God get in your life. Let Him change your world. Get a relationship with God for yourself. You know, maybe you're here because mom and dad made you come. I'm glad they're making you come. But I hope that you'll make a decision to live for God for yourself today. Maybe you've been going to church for longer than I've been alive. And that's fine too. But you've got to maintain that relationship. How do you maintain it? You have a relationship. You have communication. You have a time with God. You know, if the only time I ever talked to my wife was once a day, hey, honey, this is your 5 minutes, it ain't going to work. She's moving out or I'm moving out. It ain't going to work. You've got to have communication. Hey, dear, I've got a busy day. I'm mowing the grass at 6 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, I'm going here. At 9 o'clock there. At 12 o'clock, we have outreach. At 2 o'clock, I got a party. At 3:30, 4 o'clock, I'm leaving for a graduation. At 8 o'clock, I'm going to go get some supper. 9 o'clock, maybe 10, we're going to be home getting ready for a wonderful Sunday. Every moment counts. It matters what people see and feel and hear coming from you. Having the power of the Holy Ghost is more than just speaking in tongues. It's living in relationship with God. It's surrendering everything you are, your entire being to God. You know, working in the ministry is not always easy. It's not always fun. Oh, there are nights I go home and I say, God, why am I doing this? And then because of the relationship and the communication, that faith begins to boil back up inside of me and I can just feel His presence come over me. It's going to be worth it all. It's going to be worth it all. I don't know why Derek Houston has not come to this church. He has promised me, but I'm standing on the Word of God. He is going to come in Jesus' name. Why? Because I'm going to love Him and care for Him and reach out to Him and help Him and encourage Him every chance I get. because I want him to have this beautiful experience and the power of God in his life. If you'd stand all over the building with me this morning. Relationship with God is more important than relationship with a spouse. Relationship with God is more important than your relationship with your children or your grandparents or your grandchildren. Relationship with God, that's what counts. Only what's done for Christ will last. You only have one time around. You only have, it is but a vapor. It's a hand's breadth. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Many of you that have children going through the graduation last night, they started out with a cute little baby picture. Everybody's, oh. And before it's over, they're an 18, 19-year-old kid that's, my goodness, 13 years have just gone by like that. Your life matters. Your time matters. There is no greater power than the power of God and the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. I wonder if you'd join the hands of your neighbor right where you are. Everybody, just join the hands of your neighbor. Let's just ask God to touch our relationship with him, this church, in one mind and one accord. Let's just focus prayer. God, right now, we ask you, Lord, we want a better relationship with you. Lord, we want your anointing to encamp about our families and our homes and our church. We want, when people come into this house, to feel your presence and your power. God, I pray right now for every father, every mother, every man, every woman, every young man, every young woman, that their relationship with you would grow today, that they would be encouraged, oh God, in you. God, that they would know without a doubt that you are God and you are God of their life. Whatever it takes, God, whatever it takes, get a hold of us and touch us and protect us, God. God, let your anointing fall on us. Let your power fall on us.